House Speaker vote fails for fifth time. By Jacob Bliss on January 4, 2023. For the fifth time this week, the U.S. House of Representatives failed to confirm a Speaker of the House, ultimately restricting the new class of lawmakers from being sworn in. House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy, RCA, could not secure a majority of the vote for the fifth time in 2 days to become the next Speaker of the House. Needing 18 votes, McCarthy only received 201 votes, while House Democrats unanimously backed Representative Hakeem Jeffries, DNY, for Speaker with 212 votes. A small fraction of House Republicans gave 20 votes to Representative Byron Donalds, RFL, and one member voted present. This means the House will move to a sixth ballot in order to find a Speaker. With the top spot in the House still vacant, members cannot be sworn in to officially start the 118th Congress, which would likely include investigations to hold the Joe Biden administration accountable. On Wednesday, former President Donald Trump released a statement reaffirming his support for McCarthy's bid for Speaker. "Some really good conversations took place last night," Trump said, "and it's now time for all of our great Republican House members to vote for Kevin. Close the deal, take the victory, and watch crazy Nancy Pelosi fly back home to a very broken California," the only Speaker in U.S. history to have lost the House twice. President Joe Biden also told reporters on Wednesday before departing the White House that he hopes the Republicans can get their act together in electing a Speaker of the House. "I just think that it is embarrassing the way it has taken so long and the way they are treating one another. And the rest of the world looking at, you know. Can we get our act together in what I focus on getting things done?" Biden said when asked about the Republican Party fighting over the speakership in the House. Biden added, "This is not a good look on the world stage, it's not a good thing. It's the United States of America. And I hope they get their act together." Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at jbliss@breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter @JacobBliss.